A jury last week sentenced confessed terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui to life in prison without parole. Now he wants a new trial. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
For more than 4 years, Moussaoui couldn't have made his situation any worse. He refused to speak with his own attorneys, called the judge in the case names, and often screamed, "God curse America," when he left the courtroom. Yesterday, he said he wants to take it all back. In an affidavit, he asked to withdraw his guilty plea, saying he didn't think it was possible he could receive a fair trial. He wrote, "I was sure that the justice system was just a charade, and in the end, I would be given death." He continued, "I had thought that I would be sentenced to death based on the emotions and anger toward me for the deaths on September 11th. But after reviewing the jury verdict and reading how the jurors set aside their emotions and disgust for me, I came to understand that the jury process was more complex than I assumed." Moussaoui pled guilty to conspiracy in the 9/11 plot a year ago. When he took the stand during his sentencing trial in March, he told the jury he was supposed to pilot a plane into the White House with would-be shoe bomber Richard Reed. He said he knew all the hijackers, but in his affidavit filed yesterday, he says he made all that up. He wrote, "I have never met Mohammed Atta, and while I may have seen a few of the other hijackers at the guest house, I never knew them or anything about their operation. I was in the United States as a member of Al-Qaeda, but was involved in a separate operation." In filing the motion, his attorney suggested they do not expect Judge Leonie Brinkema will grant it. Court rules prohibit a defendant from withdrawing a guilty plea after sentencing. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.